some people.
Unfortunately, it sounds like our connection is still really bad.
Yeah, Admiral, I'm getting you very loud and clear. Are you getting me?
Now I can hear you. Still breaking up a little bit. I think I can hear you.
Okay, so when I put on that roof around the 9 to 12, I'm in the bus. See, I parked the bus to pass the sidewalk before, after he left the bus, and I went out after him. And I asked him, want to have a medical? He said no. He just wanted me to see if I could help him with some tissue to wipe his hand because there's a little blood was coming on his face on the right side. So then I called one of the operator to be present and he kept asking if I had medical because I said, when this thing happened, we're going to ask you whether you want medical or not. And he said, no, I'm fine. But he was kind of a little intoxicated from the snap. So just going to see if what to do, even though he had left the bus. If you want me to write a report, I can still do that, and then you can send me the EKG if you want me to.
Okay, so it's breaking up really bad in the beginning. I did get that somebody had blood on their face. You asked if they wanted medical. They stated no. You said he was intoxicated. So if you could start at the beginning, was he on your bus? I'm guessing you were possibly near Park Road?
Yeah, he was a passenger on my bus, but he had stepped off the bus, and that's why he fell on the sidewalk.
I copy. So what stop was that at?
Park Road, Johnson Center, around about 922, and right at the layover parking.
I copy. So anytime anyone falls off your bus, onto your bus, we want you to call immediately so we can document it at that time so we have all the information. So he was on your bus, he exited, he fell, and then there was a little bit of blood on his face. So did he scrape his face or did he have a cut?
I think it's a scrape. But what happened immediately when he fell, I had to go to him. So when I asked him if he needed a medical, that's when I came back to the bus and then I paid you guys first. But I didn't get any response. So I went back to him.
Okay, perfect. So he left, said he didn't want medical, and I thought I heard you say did someone help you give him a tissue or something for his face? Was it maybe another operator?
No, the person I saw when I asked him for the first time, he said no, he was okay, he did not need a medical. I should just help him with a napkin for the boss to clean his face. So then what happened, because I wanted a witness so that they can attest to it, another operator got him to 71. I called her, and again I asked him, I said, in this kind of situation, we got to offer you a medical. And he said, no, I do not need a medical, I'm fine. So the operator just set up a courtesy car right in front of me and then give it to me. So that was it.